Hi, this is Jeff Van West reporting for AvWeb, and I'm talking today to Michael Lessard and Robert Clements, who have started what they call Wings Reality. They build this as an online aviation game show. Now, Michael, explain to me what Wings Reality really is for someone who isn't looking at the website. What do you mean by an online aviation game show?
Well, it's kind of a twofold thing. There is the online aviation reality game show, which is very similar to the reality shows that are broadcast on television. This one here is specific to flying. There's a mission that the pilots are given. They are given all of the tools that they would normally have on a flight, being a weather briefing. They have an aircraft with a POH and some performance numbers for the aircraft. They have a navigation log, a flight plan form. They have to plan the flight. And then when they take off on the flight, it breaks up to about a six-week season. When they take off on the flight, they wind up having to face many of the things that we would have to face from time to time in the cockpit, like equipment failures, electrical failures, weather things and air traffic delays and air traffic issues and all the things that we might have to face in the cockpit. And then they have to respond to that, and they're judged on how they responded. So it's really an aviation-based reality game show, but in the end of the day, it's really a safety education opportunity for everybody, not only the pilot contestants, the Wings Reality pilots, as we call them, that are flying the missions, but to the online audience who's watching the show. They have the equal opportunity to learn from the good things and the bad things that the Wings Reality pilots wind up doing.
When you say watching the show, there's no video component to this. These are they get a description of their flight, correct, and then printed documents that they can then fill out with the route they chose, how they chose to get there, any other information. They send that back in, and then you have judges that judge that week's activity, and then those comments go back to the pilots, and people are sort of watching this back and forth. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, and all of the documents that are involved with the flight, such as the flight plan forms, navigation logs, and the weather briefings, are all available for anybody to see online. So anybody can actually look at those documents. We will also use satellite imagery when we happen to take somebody's engine away from them. We'll, show the area where their engine fails and kind of show the lay of the land of what their options are, where they can land and that sort of thing. And we do have some plans for using more video as part of our growth plan.
Now, when you say we, you're talking about yourself and a panel of judges. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Who are these judges, and what are they doing when they get the information from the contestants?
Well, the judges are folks who are professional pilots. They are flight instructors. Some of them are FAST team representatives. They're a group of people who are knowledgeable in the things that are happening on this flight. If they have made decisions that maybe weren't so great, and the judges say, well, boy, based on that, this is what could happen to that flight, then we have the magic wand where we can alter that flight for that pilot and give them a whole new situation that they might have to deal with as well.
Can you give me some help here by giving me an example of one of the situations the pilots were in, the mission, and what they did that inspired the judges to pull out that magic wand and throw them a curveball?
There was one instance where one of the pilots actually had a fire in the airplane. We put the pilot in a place where he was about 5 miles. Well, about 4 miles from an airport. It was a grass strip, but it was an airport, and he knew where it was. It was well within gliding distance from his altitude, and it turned out that the pilot found a grass area right below his airplane, and he found it using satellite imagery. So it was a real field that was right below the position of his airplane, and he elected to go into that field instead of gliding into the real airport, and it turned out that it was a pretty decent field. So we thought it was kind of an innovative use of the resources that were available to the pilot in the wings reality world.
Were there any situations that came up but didn't work out quite so well?
Yeah, there was a few. In fact, we lost one airplane. We had one fellow, the flight was a flight from Rockland, Maine, Knox County Regional Airport to Nantucket. We don't give them the routing. We give them the two airports. They decide what routes they want to fly. And one pilot went from Knox County to Kennebunk VOR, which is in southern Maine, and from there flew straight out across the water to the tip of Cape Cod to Marconi VOR and was going to fly down along Cape Cod. It was a long water crossing in a Cessna 152, and we didn't think it was such a good idea, and we gave him some bad weather, and he wound up in the water. He wound up with a spatial disorientation situation and spiraled in.
When you say you gave him some bad weather and therefore he had spatial disorientation, how does that work?
What we do is we give him an instrument panel and we can show him that the visibility is gone down to where it shouldn't be for him as a VFR pilot. All the wings reality flights are done under visual flight rules. And so we reduce the visibility down to maybe, 3 miles, 3 to 4 miles. And at that point, we're showing him what he's seeing on his instrument panel, and he's responsible to interpret that information and fly the airplane accordingly. And we just we gave him an instrument panel that was showing him in a graveyard spiral, and he didn't pull out. He did the wrong thing. He didn't pull out of it and wound up in the water.
Wow, so he actually had to decide what control inputs would fix the problem, and he did it incorrectly, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, Michael, tell me, what motivated you to create Wings Reality?
Well, Rob was part of that. I've been a professional pilot and a flight instructor for many years, and I think that I just had a brainstorm one night that it would be really cool. All these reality shows that are on TV that everybody seems to really like, and everybody really likes this whole social networking thing. I thought, wouldn't it be a neat idea to have an aviation-based reality game show where the pilots are required to fly certain missions and as we said earlier, face the hazards and the demons that we sometimes have to face in the cockpit and see how they respond to it and see how we can judge them on it. And I knew Rob was an absolutely brilliant computer person, and I asked Rob, I told Rob about it, and I just said, listen to this, and I talked about 15 minutes to him.
Yeah, what was your reaction, Rob, when you heard this about how it was actually going to come together and work?
I thought it was pretty innovative. I saw a lot of potential on where it could go. I didn't see anybody out there doing that. We gave ourselves a little uptime to come up with ideas, and that's where the site grew into two different facets, the online game and the community forum. It just kind of came together organically.
You're modeling it after these TV reality shows where you've got lots of video and people in action, but you're talking here about a website with, essentially still images and text on it. How do you make that live for people?
Well, the portion of it that you're seeing now is the the fundamental basics of where we want to go with the overall concept. And as each season passes, we're going to try to interject more multimedia, more elements that can draw the public in. We've got the viewing people and the participating element of it. Maybe we can bring in some simulator imagery into the cockpit for them. But these are a lot of things that we still have in development, and we're not entirely sure which season we're going to be bringing these elements out on.
Now, it says that people can play along at home. How would somebody play along at home with this game show?
You want to take that one, Rob?
I think it's best for you, Mike.
Okay. Anybody who is at home, who has a computer and access to the Internet, can really play the same way that the contestants or the Wings Reality pilots are playing. In the beginning of the season, they would be able to access the same aircraft performance information, the same weather briefings, the same routings, We even have the charts available on the website. And then each Saturday when we update the website, they can log on and look at how the Wings Reality pilots responded to those challenges and those questions. And each pilot has different things to respond to each week. And so they can look at how the judges responded to their input and then compare that to the decisions that they made at home and see how they fared. They get to know the personalities of the pilots because there's a profile on there for each pilot, and they kind of get to know their personalities as they communicate through text, and they wind up picking their favorite pilots, just like you pick your favorite people on the real shows on TV. And so they can log on each week and watch their scores and see how they're doing and root them on. It's pretty neat.
I take it that augering into Cape Cod Sound is like getting kicked off the island.
It's kind of like that.
You lose a lot of points for that one.
Nobody actually gets voted off the show on this. That's one thing, is the pilots are responsible for their own destiny by making good aeronautical decisions. That's absolutely for sure.
Now, how would someone find out more, or even if they wanted to become a contestant, try to apply to get a slot on the reality, Wings Reality show?
Rob, you want that one?
Certainly. Matter of fact, this coming week, in front of Daniel Webster, we will be launching the application online. And contestants, or people who want to be contestants, can come in and apply at Wings Reality.
And what's the exact web address for that?
WingsReality.com.
Anything that we can expect, surprises or interesting things in upcoming episodes?
Ooh, that's a
big
question.
We can't tell you a thing. Top secret.
If someone wants to find out more, they're going to have to check out the website. So it's Michael Lessard and Robert Clements. They'll both be at Daniel Webster College at the Northeast Aviation Expo this Saturday, May 8th, and you can also find them online at wingsreality.com. This is Jeff Van West reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.